from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Our text this morning is from the Apostle Mark's Gospel that we heard read this morning from Mark chapter 1. And our theme is See the Spirit. This is a wonderful, short, very brief visit to the baptism of Jesus Christ our Lord. Mark's account of the baptism of Jesus is real short, especially just verses 9 through 11 of our text today. And it's wonderful that we see Jesus as our substitute. It's wonderful that we see here in these verses today, we see Jesus taking the world's sin on. We see his ministry beginning today at his baptism. It now begins. And in his baptism, he takes on all of our sin. This morning we take a glimpse into the glory and the joy that is set before us. What do we see? We see the flow of heaven to the Holy Spirit, to God's love for us. What we see this morning in our reading. This is what we see this morning in the baptism of Saint. We see heaven indeed opened up to us. As if Jesus saw himself, immediately, he says, immediately he saw heaven opened up. Maybe that's what Satan just saw. That the heavens were opened up to him, becoming a child of God. But heaven is indeed open to us all. We live in these New Testament times now, don't we? Christ has died, Christ has risen from the dead, and he has ascended into heaven. Heaven awaits all of us. Oh, indeed. We see the work of the Holy Spirit this morning. We see it in many ways. We see the work of the Holy Spirit, not just in the baptism of this young baby. We see the Holy Spirit in work in the playing of our hymns. In us coming to safely arrive here at church, we see the work of the Spirit in our desire to worship and praise Him. We see the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we see the Word of God before us. Some of us every day. Some of us every Sunday morning. We see the Word of God. And there we hear Him speak to us. We see again and again. We hear those words and we see the love of God in our everyday lives. We see the love of God in everything about us. You know, in this text this morning from Mark's Gospel, we see the whole Trinity. We see all of it right there in just a few short verses. Of course, the word Trinity isn't used, but we see God the Father and we hear His voice. We see the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. There's a lot of talk about why did God choose a dove? The purity, the simple, white. And then we see the Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior. The Son of God. We see all this present right here in these short verses. Let me tell you, this is all about Jesus. This is all about God, our Heavenly Father, and the work that's done by the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I say that and I have to repeat it often because it's not anything that we're doing. What God is doing for us. It's what God is doing to us because of our incapacity to to live faithful lives. In our Bible study this morning, we're enjoying this evangelism Bible study that we're doing. We looked at that this morning. God is doing work in our lives in, when we are incapable of doing so much. Especially our salvation. Oh, to the fool who thinks he can do something to gain his own salvation. Look what God does. That's what this is all about. This is God himself. If you were paying attention to the baptism that we just had, it slipped from my own mouth. I wanted to say, and it just came to me just that instant, I wanted to say, your grandfather baptizes you. No, he didn't. God did it. It's not about us doing anything. Matter of fact, look at who God chose to baptize, Jesus. Have you ever gotten a really good picture in your mind of what John the Baptist was looking like? Pretty raggedy. Like a bum. And this is who God chose to baptize, Jesus. Look. Look at what they all saw that day as they all gathered around. There's no denying it in any commentary. I looked through several of the theologians of our day. I looked through verse after verse after page after page, and they all said the same thing. All of those who were gathered there saw the heavens opened up. They saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove, and they heard the voice of God saying, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." I suppose that's what Zane just heard this morning. Thrills my heart to think that that's what Zane heard this morning. It's what you heard when you were baptized. The Holy Spirit descending upon each and every one of us. He's done that. The Holy Spirit dwells within each of us. He's always been there. That's why our Old Testament lesson today was what? Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Holy Spirit has been around since before the beginning of time. And he continues today, saying, and in all of us. Another thing that's quite visible for us today, real, tangible, something that we see with our own eyes. We see the work of the Holy Spirit. We see it in the love that God has for us. That love that God has for us is quite visible for us. I'm happy to see my family growing. Look at this. This is awesome. It's part of your family. The family of God. All of us are children of God. We're of one family. That's love. I mean, look at how a mother holds her baby. You love that kid. And that love grows and grows right up until they become a teenager. No, that love grows and grows beyond those teenage years. That love continues to grow and build. Even when they become adults. Even when they don't send you a thank you card for a gift that you send. That love still holds in there. And it holds for all your family members. These are all people that are part of your family. This is seeing the Holy Spirit. This is seeing the Spirit at work. Our baptisms, each of our baptisms, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Oh, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off. Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Think about that. Family. We've all been called by God to him. We share that love that God has for us. We share it with each other. So it is a family thing. Oh, indeed, it's a family thing. Don't know if you noticed that nice chain that goes around here. No, it wasn't a bunch of first graders came in here and made a neat little project. Look at it. Your name is probably on there. Well, except for some of our visitors. But all of the names of those who've been baptized here are on this chain. And what's important about the chain is what? They're all linked together. They're all hooked together one way or another. They're all together from the first to the last one. That's an awesome thing. That it's all one family. In baptism, we are united with Christ. Christ said in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Here it comes. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded." The command of God. This is why we baptize an infant. This is why we have a day like this. This is why I carry it into the jail. I have a young man now in the jail that's waiting for me to come and baptize him now. This is why we do this. This is why we bring people here to become part of our family. It's richer than just being of another name. It's all part of one family. It's the way Katie and I feel here at Zion. We're at home with you, our family. So in this command of God, we continue to work on it. That's why we're doing this Bible study on Sunday mornings about evangelism. We're looking at the need that we have to strengthen our evangelism program here. That we share with one another the Word of God. We share with those who need to hear the Word of God about Jesus. How he too was baptized. How we need to baptize one another. I leave you with this, because in this command of God that we go out and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's also a promise here. Jesus says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Imagine, I'm sorry, but imagine the joy of my heart. Son receives the Holy Spirit as you have. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and all of our minds in the Lord Christ Jesus.